I know you guys probably have questions on whether injury or health, so we'll just knock that out, right? Cody Thomas will be behind schedule. He had Achilles, had a procedure to Achilles, so get with Nick on that. He'll be able to give you more information, but he's not going to be available in camp. A little bit of a longer recovery for him. Stephen Biscotti had the wrist issue. He's recovered. He's ready to go. So we're excited about that. And Elvis Andrews, his, I don't know the exact description of the ankle. I mean, it was a fracture, but he also is full strength and ready to go. So happy about that.
All pitchers are healthy?
Yeah, as of now. So,
do you know if that Cody Thomas thing is something that just happened, or
he dealt with it, I think, at the end of the year last year, and then he tried to rehab it through the off season when he really started ramping up. It was a problem, and so we had him take care of it. He chose to take care of it.
Obviously, with the lockout, you never know guys who were rehabbing, especially Elvis and Steven, but to kind of have them come back, know that they were taken care of it, I assume that. Was that kind of a little thing floating in your head as you were waiting, knowing you can't really talk to him and just hoping to hear good things?
Yeah, in terms of Steven's case, I think with the medical, because he was on the disabled list, required the surgery, that Nick was in communication, but not through Steven. He had to do it through a therapist. And so we were kind of following that progress with both players, actually, which was helpful. But again, you don't know what kind of information you're getting out of that environment. And unfortunately for both of them, you know, they're veteran guys. They worked hard at getting back and wanting to be here and start on time. So
this is probably going to be the first time that you get to get everybody in a room and kind of address the team as a group. Have you given much thoughts to what you're going to say, or what's the message you're going to need?
For like the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's the message is about the value, my values, and my expectation level of how we play the game and how we, you know, prepare for the season.
Would you want to go into a little bit about what those values are?
No, let them describe them. Yeah, I don't want to give away. You know, I'm still an hour out of not meeting that, so
yeah.
Let me have that, and then we'll talk about them.
But how long? You mentioned 3 months, but obviously you've been waiting to do this job probably for a while. Over how much time have you sort of shaped what your philosophy, like your managing philosophy, is going to be?
I think the managing philosophy obviously is continual. I hope that the growth in this seat happens daily. You know, when you think about maybe managing a club, you never can understand the magnitude of the role. Even as a coach, your daily activity revolves mainly about the baseball aspect, and you know, managing your encompassing the whole organization and your role of being the leader. So, you know, for me, the philosophy comes from my character and how I approach the game. My expectation level is these guys, you know, come to work, they work hard, they play hard, and they have fun. So.
When you talk about the baseball part, when you're a coach, but as a manager, more personalities and kind of understanding the locker room than maybe the nitty gritty of baseball, is that kind of something you agree with, I guess, as a statement in that way?
I would say there's some truth to that. But also, we as managers have to manage the game as well. That's probably the most fun. But no, you're right. And building these relationships, and I'll use the word trust, you know, developing a trust with the players, the staff, you know, first and foremost.
As the roster stands now, just as you start camp here, what are the biggest questions that you have to address, spots you have to figure out what you're going to do?
Well, I think if you look at our bullpen, we lost, you know, a few guys to free agency, and there's going to be some competition for that bullpen. You know, in terms of the whole roster and how it takes shape, obviously that's going to be, you know, that's going to evolve through the next 23 days.
Mm-hmm. With the bullpen, some of the non-roster guys that you brought in, are those like a Justin Graham or a couple of the guys you acquired yesterday, are those all options?
I mean, everyone's an option.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at it now, you know, the 40-man guys we brought back, you know, they had time in the major leagues outside of Trevino. I think, you know, Guerra had a phenomenal year last year. You know, Mole was up. Cleric started with us. So, you know, these guys are going to have every opportunity to earn their spot and go compete for a job.
When you talk about trust and obviously knowing the roster could change pretty quickly and rapidly in these major leagues, is that something you feel the need to address, or do you think these guys kind of understand what's happening?
No, they understand what's happening, but at the same point, we got to prepare for a season with, you know, the current roster that's in that clubhouse, and that's our focus. And, you know, in baseball, when, you know, it's in a game of adjustments, so you move forward.
Do you go in thinking, I mean, obviously the year that the Lou had last year, that he kind of enters as your top closing option for now?
Can we wait on that one?
Sure. Yeah, we have a lot of time.
I think that if you're looking at the roster, that Lou stands out as someone who has experience closing games, that's done it before here, so he's going to have every opportunity to do it again.
I asked you yesterday about Honeywell, him being started in reliever. AJ Puck was kind of, you know, using the lead last year, obviously started before as well. Is he kind of another guy who you're looking to stretch out the spring and then figure out a role possibly later on, or how do you kind of approach his spring?
We've said it well, Martin. We're gonna lengthen him out, give him an opportunity to win a spot in the rotation, and we'll assess, you know, that progress as we get going here through spring.
Who will you be looking at second base? You know, Jed kind of came out of camp last year with that the majority of the first half. Who will you kind of look at as the options there?
Yeah, I think Tony Kemp played there last year quite a bit as his infield coach last year. You know, I see Tony fulfilling a role there at second base. You know, it's nice that we have some flexibility with Tony to be able to put him in the outfield. Versatility on the roster obviously makes things somewhat, you know, easier. You know, Chad Pinder's another name that comes to mind, that is versatility in terms of playing the outfield and being able to play the infield.
So. I'm guessing then if I asked about center field, those two names might be in that mix, but especially with the Ramones suspension, what are your guys that you think are going to be competing for that, at least the opening day job in center field?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, if I look at the roster and think about options, you know, Chad could be an option. Seth Brown played some games out in center field last year. Sky Bolt is on our roster and was a part of the club. He's got an opportunity to cover center field as well. And again, Chad can also move over there.
Is the hope that Steven is going to get back to a point where he can be a regular in right field? Or?
Absolutely. I think Steven's hope and our hope for Steven is that he stays healthy. You know, a healthy Steven Piscotty, if you look at his track record, is a really, really good player. And he's had unfortunately, the last couple of years, he's dealt with injury. And we all do as players, and it's a grind. So I'm just hoping that Steven is healthy and can get back to having fun.
Do you have an idea of how you want to use the DH this season? Last year, there was a good amount of Moreland or some Jez for the second half. Some teams started using it to kind of switch around and give guys like half days off. How do you think about using that spot?
Well, I don't know if I've gotten that far yet. I mean, obviously you want to look at the roster configuration. Mm-hmm. But in terms of utilizing it day in and day out is, you know, where we can get the best matchup.
I guess knowing that day one in an NL Park, you guys will be the first AL team to have the DH in an NL Park that way. Is that just a quirk of the game that I don't know if I would say looking forward to, but just something to be ready for?
It takes a big stress off my play with double switches.
I was going to say, were you looking forward to doing that as a manager?
I mean, not necessarily. You never look forward to something that you may, you know, you may have issues with. But, I think it just had coincidence that we're opening up in a national league park. And, you know, like you said, we'll be the first American League team. I don't think there's another interleague series going on at that time. So, yeah. But, no, it, you know, the one of the rule changes comes into effect right away with this.
Do you line up pitchers for the first few spring games? Do you know who's going to pitch?
We're going to do that, I think, this afternoon. Yeah, Scott Emerson and myself will sit down and see who lines up.
All right.